Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps, and when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack, and take a step on back, and go to a meeting, and keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Courtney for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for anybody but ourselves.
And we barely do that.
None of the A's. We don't speak for the AA's or the C's.
No vowels. We speak for no vowels.
No, with no vowels.
That's right.
Whether they have consonants with them or not.
That's right.
All the opinions given are ours and ours alone. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley
and Mark.
I always love to do that when I look over and Shelley has no microphone in her hand. And sometimes I'll stretch it out. I'll be like, hi, my name is Bruce. Welcome to Recovery 101. I look over and suddenly you see the spark of recognition in her eye. Oh, he's about to ask for me.
Yeah. Shelley's frying on acid today. I think she's a little
It's the middle of the day.
She's on a saute.
It's the middle of the day.
I'm also on like 3:30. Very low-fat diet, uh-huh. So I haven't eaten a lot of calories in the last week. So I get to this point in the day, and I'm like, okay, I'm ready for a nap.
And no 85.
No. Well, I'll have an iced coffee,
okay.
Not the pastries.
About the same time that Shelley discovers 85 degrees, which is a fabulous bakery thing. If you guys have never seen it, you will eventually see it. It's going to be all over the U.S. About the same time she hurts her knees, has a hard time doing any kind of exercise, has decided she wants to lose weight. So really the only way to do it is diet, and we go to this place that makes fabulous pastries and brings them out like every 3 seconds going, fresh bread!
Yep.
Fresh bread!
And what is everything made with?
Butter.
Except for the rose cheese. I'm allowed to have that one.
Lots of butter.
Yeah, like you'll buy a thing. Mm. I don't even know what it's called. Chocolate chip bowl or something. It's like this. It's like this gigantic. It looks like a small roundish loaf of bread.
Yeah. It's a big ass
riddled
brioche.
With chocolate chips.
Yeah.
They make chocolate croissants.
They do.
Yeah.
Okay, you can stop talking about this anytime now.
See, I want to go running down there right now. You been having healthy? You got those bitchin', what kind of cherries were those?
Rainier cherries.
I love Rainier cherries.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Jake one time ate a couple of them, and he's like, last time we're somewhere, he looks over, he goes, those cherries? I'm like, yeah, they are.
Yeah. Yes, and they're very expensive, so I don't share them very much. I know they were on sale at the one place, and I got a bag of them when the sale started, but now I'm out of them, and I only have regular Bing cherries.
They had them. They had the really big ones at Sam's Club a couple weeks ago in a two pound package.
Yeah,
I buy them once. I buy them once a season. No, it was $11, 2 pounds of cherries, but they were the big cherries.
Yeah, I love those.
Welcome to the Recovery 101 Food Network.
I'm sorry, we went off. We went off in another direction.
Go to recovery101.net to download coupons
and recipes. And it's also white nectarine season.
It is.
I have probably gone through
and white peaches.
40 pounds worth of that.
White peaches.
I don't like the peaches so much because I don't like the fuzzy skin.
White peaches, white nectarines. You know, it's really good. I bought the white peaches last week.
Yeah.
I'm just
cut them up, mixed them with a little sugar and a little bit of water.
To the food
put them
show.
In a pie crust. Made a peach pie.
I'm sure you guys
didn't last very long.
That it didn't.
I know.
I'll eat peach pie as long as the fuzziness is masked by something else.
Mm-hmm. You know, the problem is we start talking about food and things like that. Bruce can't be part of that banter.
I'm bantering right now. You guys just don't know.
He sits in the background and makes commentary.
I'm in the back.
Strangely okay with that.
I'm in the background and I'm like, okay, here we are all listening to the Food Network.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit here.
Bruce, you want to move to the next phase
and
here?
You know what that means?
What?
It's time for the boozy news on the news not fit for booze. Not that I don't enjoy the food banter. Well, I love the Food Network.
Yeah, but
chopped.
Just because we bantered about it.
You get a piece of duck, a Twinkie, and a gummy bear. What are you going to make? I'm going to make a chutney.
Yes.
I'm going to go out on a limb here.
We are in China.
We are?
Yes.
Che. Mian Fei Song.
Say something Cantonese.
No. She doesn't want to say something Cantonese.
Say go to a meeting in Cantonese.
Hoi hoi hoi.
Hoi hoi hoi. I like that. Hoi hoi hoi. Am I close?
Probably said something else.
Hoi hoi hoi. That's okay. An easy one. See, I like Chinese because I think Chinese is a lot easier to pronounce than other languages from the area. Like, I don't know what it is, but Vietnamese, I don't know what they were thinking. N-G-U-Y-E-N is win?
Win, yes.
Yeah, to me, I look at it as like Nguyen. Nguyen.
Okay, anywho, we're in China. Do you want to hear the story or not?
I do. You know, hey, by the way, some boozy news. Shelly's ex is in China right now, in Shanghai.
No, he's not. He's two blocks away from us.
Okay, he was
he
in
was
Shanghai.
Last week.
Well, because we're in China.
And you know why? Why is he there, Shelly?
He's not. He's here.
Why is he going there?
Because he's the lighting designer for the new Shanghai Disneyland. That they are installing.
Disney Shishi.
Anyway, Chinese couple decided they wanted to, you know, get a little busy, have a little hanky-panky. They're in a multi-story apartment complex. So they decided that they're going to have a little bit of voyeuristic fun, and they proceed to begin coitus while leaning up against their plate glass window,
which probably
falls out of the building.
Oh, no.
They fell to their deaths many stories down.
Oh.
Witnesses claim that they turned and clutched each other tight as they fell.
Oh.
Bruce, if you got to pick the last thing you were going to do before you died.
Yeah, I'd be right there. I'd be right there. And you know what's really sad? No, I'm not going to say that. I get in trouble.
Okay. Where are we going now, Shelly?
Yeah, not going to go there.
Okay, anyway.
Really?
I'm wondering if the guy, when he's falling, he tries to put her in front of him.
We have other sad news. Virginia Johnson.
That wasn't sad news.
That guy went the best.
He went the way he wanted to go. Well,
apparently she didn't.
I mean, they clutched each other.
Karma chameleon. You come and go.
Relax. Don't do it. When you want to get to it. Relax, okay. Don't do it. When you want to come.
Okay, now we have sad news. Virginia E. Johnson, who was the female half of Masters and Johnson, which is a scientific research team, has passed away.
They did all the sex studies, right?
She was 88 years old.
I wonder what she would have said about the guy falling out of the plate glass window. That's how kind of she wishes she went.
Their predecessor, Alfred Kinsey.
Yep.
Yeah.
He did the Kinsey reports, which focused more on anecdotal research. But Masters and Johnson decided that they wanted to take it into a laboratory setting.
Uh-huh.
They were actually the first people to videotape the female orgasm from the inside.
Is that on YouTube?
I don't know, but I was wondering that earlier today when I read that. They had someone help them with their study that created a plexiglass phallus with a camera inside of it.
Yeah, they use that in porn movies on occasion. Not that I would know.
I haven't seen this.
I could probably find some for you.
Yeah, well, now I know what you're
doing. I don't think we could find the Masters and Johnson one, but we could find somebody in Johnson for sure.
Oh, brother.
Plastic Johnson, I think.
They wrote several books on their research. The most popular one on sex and human loving, actually, we have at the library. And someone tried to weed it, to which I replied, I don't think so.
Oh, get rid of it?
Yes. Because the person involved with that weeding process didn't even know who Masters and Johnson are. I was like, how can you be a librarian and not know this crap?
Yeah, how can you not know who Masturbate My Johnson is?
Okay, anyway, moving on. This is kind of petty. The Hotel Riviera in Sidmouth in England. This is in the UK.
Look.
Their lawyers got in touch with a woman named Rebecca Wagstaff to demand $1,200 from her dead mother's estate for cancellation fees on the final holiday that her family booked for her after finding out their mother had terminal cancer. They found out she had terminal cancer. They said, well, she deserves one last holiday. They wanted to, you know, really do a ritzy thing, so they booked all of the stuff for her, but she got too sick to go. The family canceled the trip with them 6 weeks before she was supposed to go. Apparently, the hotel is claiming that wasn't enough time for cancellation, and is charging them $1,200
for the room. It's all going to get worked out because there's no way that hotel is going
to... The hotel has sent her to whatever the English equivalent of collections is, and she has having to sue them to stop it.
The thing is, they sent her before this thing broke, because now that it's broke, there's no way that a hotel is going to make that
Which hotel is this?
Hotel Riviera in Sidmouth.
Nobody go there.
Now, she did when she
canceled. Stevie Wonder will not perform there.
When the family sent when the family sent the cancellation letter, they acknowledged they would be losing their 150-pound deposit.
Okay.
They didn't get the Dunning letter for the 1,200 pounds until like a couple of months after their mother had died. Isn't that crappy?
You know what I would do?
That is crappy.
I would dig Mom up and take her to the hotel and say, "Okay, we're here for our stay."
Wow.
We'd like dinner. We'd like dinner for one. At 7.
She's not very hungry.
We'll just take a table in the middle of the room.
Oh, my gosh.
She won't be eating much.
Yeah.
Actually, I wanted
maybe
to
maybe bring her an appetizer.
Yeah. Okay.
Glass of water.
I scrolled down because I had to get to this story.
Rehydrate her a little.
In Rowan County, Kentucky.
Bluegrass.
Now, keep in mind, this is Kentucky. And as much as I love Kentucky, I do love Kentucky, but there are some areas of Kentucky where people are a little bit short of a combo plate. Like a taco short of a combo plate here.
Do you think they're like Florida?
Yeah, only with fewer cars.
Or California?
Or working cars.
Is this one of those places where, like, guy comes home to his dad and says, "I met a girl, I want to marry her, she's a virgin." And the dad says, "You can't do it, because if she ain't good enough for her kin, she ain't good enough for mine."
Yes, one of those areas.
Okay.
At any rate, Richard Jones, he's deceased, 52 years old. The police are investigating his death because he died when his porch exploded.
Nice.
Because his oxygen tank exploded while he was smoking. This wasn't the first time. He has had various parts of his home explode. Oh, by the way, this is a trailer home. Trailer park
type of
thing.
Of course it is.
He has had various parts of his home explode 3 times because he won't stop smoking while he's on oxygen.
A tornado magnet.
Yeah.
What's his name?
His name is Richard Jones.
Does Richard Jones go to the family reunion to pick up chicks?
Possibly. His sister, Addie Parker, lives a few trailers down.
There's nothing wrong with mobile homes.
Said, no, there isn't.
Just when we come, she has to laugh at them, we do.
She told the police that he has had 3 prior explosions at his home because he was smoking while he was on his oxygen tank. But this time it was different because he's dead. Apparently, the other times, catching on fire and exploding parts of his home didn't kill him those times. So,
wow.
You know what the good news is? More water for us.
I went and looked at mobile homes once, what they called prefabricated homes, at this trailer park in Glendora. They had a couple of houses there.
Nice.
They had a couple of houses there. You would never guess it was a mobile home. Was ridiculous. And they were not small either. They were like these triple wides. They had fully brick inlaid. And they weren't cheap. Remember? They were like, the one was like, and this is when housing prices were like at their lowest. They were like $280,000 for like, but when you looked at it, you would have said, wow, what a fantastic house.
Did they include the pad or did you have to pay a monthly?
No, you had to pay a monthly. So, I mean, it's like it would be totally not worth it to do it. But, I mean, it was... I looked at it, and I'm like, you would never guess it was a mobile home. I was like, what? Wasn't like, you know, the weird siding walls and panels and all
you'd
that.
You'd move into a mobile home, we'd get tornadoes in Southern California.
Oh, yeah. You know what you get in Southern California? Because I saw a movie about it on the Sci-Fi Channel. What? You get a Sharknado.
A Sharknado?
I watched it.
Richard Jones' family
classic.
Said. Richard Jones' family said, there was really nothing anybody could do as far as how bad his injuries were or anything like that. He was still smoldering, so we just put the fire out.
Like the Indian guy on top of the train.
Yeah, he wasn't angry anymore. He was just smoldering. Well, that Indian guy on the train was lit up.
Yeah, he was lit all right.
And finally, this from the U.S. Department of Education, because apparently they don't have anything better to do with our taxpayer dollars. They have opened an investigation into allegations of racism from an Arizona high school's Redneck Day spirit function. You know how before the prom, before the homecoming game, whatever, you have like spirit day or whatever, and the kids like rally the
troops. So everyone dressed up like a redneck or something?
It was supposed to be because everybody's totally into the Duck Dynasty show on TV.
Oh, and Lizard Lick Towing and all those
swamp people.
That's
what the theme
was.
And they called it Redneck Day, and you're supposed to dress up like that. Well, apparently some kid came with a Confederate flag he was using as a cape.
That's cool.
And a bunch of people.
What could be more redneck than that?
I know. A bunch of people in the school said that that was racist. The principal.
It's not like he came in wearing a KKK cloak.
I know. So the principal.
With a noose dragging his black fund around.
Jeez.
Because that'd be bad.
Well,
I acknowledge that would be bad.
So the principal asked the kid to, because he got a couple of complaints, he asked the kid if he would take off his cape. The kid said, sure, no problem, took it off, end of story, until the Department of Education, who got a call from a parent, decided to spend my taxpayer and your taxpayer dollars to investigate this racism claim. Really?
I remember the...
Abolish the Department of Education. It's pointless.
I remember the Sadie Hawkins dance when I was in high school, and there was a guy I knew, and he had a... On his, because we all went and, you know, people were dressed up, their straw hats and, painted freckles on and stuff. And this guy had a Confederate flag on his shirt. You know, I mean, it wasn't like he was wearing it like a cape, but, I mean, there was all kinds of things like that.
Yeah, but see, when we went to school, a Confederate flag was cool.
I knew a guy that had a Confederate flag painted on the hood of his car. He had this.
Yeah.
Like Bo Duke.
Yeah. I mean, he had this Plymouth Roadrunner that. They had 8 fuel-injected stacks sticking right up out of this Confederate flag.
Yeah.
Looked cool.
I have to get to one more.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's see. I can't pronounce this. Sayavonga, Zambia. That's where we are.
Cool.
Teachers.
We had a download in Zambia once.
Teachers at several of the primary schools in that area are threatening to quit. These are male teachers. Because they claim that they are being involved in sex with invisible witches at night.
I heard about this.
They claim that these witches' spirits, which are invisible, are coming to them at night and having sex with them.
They're students.
Didn't we call that a wet dream when we were growing up?
Yeah, that's what we call it. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, it looks like that's been happening to quite a few men in Zambia. They are claiming that these witches are coming in. Invisible witches are having sex with them. This is a problem. Witchcraft is a problem in Zambia.
I'm going to Zambia.
They actually make laws about, you know, you can't perform this kind of witchcraft and you can't do that, because they actually take this very seriously. And they're worried that these teachers.
Can we get some of that witchcraft here in the States?
Can we send the Department of Education to Zambia?
Yeah, absolutely.
So the government has actually published a notice that asking local wizards to stop molesting the teachers at these schools. And in other news, 47% of American 16-year-old boys just booked flights to Zambia.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Absolutely.
And that is the end of the boozy news. The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com. Helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967. Recovery 101, clean and sober
internet radio. Yeah. We're back.
Welcome back.
Your dreams were your ticket out. Hi, Shelly.
Hello.
Shout out
to the New Way Foundation.
And Sober College?
At SelfWillHappens.com.
Oh, okay. I got it right. Yay. Go me.
So, a show or so ago, when our good friend from the UCK, Katie, was talking about how they have a real propensity for having nicknames in the UK, which I believe happens everywhere. And she thought it might be interesting to talk about that a little bit. We have many people with nicknames.
Such as?
Well, there's always the typical, and I'm sure everyone in their area has one of these. Uh-huh. Like we had Big Book Mac. Big Book Mac was quite the guy at quoting from the Big Book, could quote page and verse, and pretty much if he said it was there on such and such a page and such a paragraph, it was. Now, Shelly?
Yes?
You hung around for a long time in the program with your dad.
Yes.
Did any of his buddies have nicknames?
Not his immediate circle.
She's like, no.
Because they didn't go in for that kind of thing. They were a little bit too uptight. But there was one guy out at the club where my dad would go a lot called Slow Will.
Slow Will.
I could never figure out why they called him that, because boy, could he pinch your butt faster than anybody else I saw.
Wow.
And I was a young teenager at the time.
Ooh.
He was an ass patter.
How old were you?
14, 15.
Wow.
He was...
That'd get him some time now.
Yeah.
I think he's passed away now, so...
Yeah, because 15 will get you 20.
Yeah.
Hard time.
Wasn't there another guy who was like a clown or something?
Oh, Harry the Clown, yeah.
Harry the Clown.
It's because he was a clown. He's the only clown that didn't terrify me. Because his makeup was so nondescript and...
Clowns are a little creepy.
Clowns freak me the heck out. It just scares me.
You can trust clowns. Look at John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah.
You know, and the funny thing is, I've talked to Harry the Clown because he was actually the AA sponsor for one of my Alateen meetings there. My mom was the Al-Anon sponsor because you have to have two for every Alateen meeting. Mm-hmm. And we actually got into a conversation about that once not too long ago. And he said that because he's, you know, clowns group together. They go to conventions. They talk to each other, trade tips, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
He said that most of the clowns he knew couldn't figure out why nobody pegged him as a predator by his clown makeup. Because if you look at pictures of Gacy in his clown makeup, it's very sharp. There are a lot of sharply defined edges and triangles and corners, and clowns don't normally do that because it looks threatening. And they don't want to appear threatening. They do rounded things.
You ever seen the original Ronald McDonald?
He was scary.
Creepy, creepy. I mean, creepy, creepy. Really creepy. We used to have a couple of guys around the 502 Club. Rotten Rodney and Sick Rick. Last time I saw him was at a Black Angus, hammered. I think that's why they might have been called that.
Well, what I don't get about nicknames in the program is you can't give yourself a nickname. And it's rare now that I've seen that anybody acquires a nickname.
Not true.
I had briefly had a nickname when I was secretary of that big meeting. And that was because Connor gave it to me by accident. Kick-Ass Shelly.
Kick-Ass Shelly.
But then it was only while
Major Grammarian?
That's not my nickname. That was never my nickname. That's only what you call me.
Okay. We know a guy, goes to a meeting. We actually had coffee with him last night. He's not from Philly, but he seems to have acquired the nickname Willie from Philly. I hear that fairly often in the meetings. We also have a guy at one of the meetings. They call him Baby Pillows.
Yeah, that wouldn't
disturb
me.
Also, we had Half Cake Jake.
Who was then not a chance of a cake in hell, Jake, and now he is again
Half Cake Jake.
Yay, go
and
Jake.
And see, these are all guys from meetings we go to. They've all acquired these.
I know, but how did I lose mine? I had a great nickname. How did I lose it?
Kick-Ass Shelly. We'll reinstitute it. Mark, have you ever had a nickname?
I go to a meeting where there are three or four Marks.
Mark.
There are several Marks.
Mark.
There are a lot of Marks,
Mark,
yeah.
Mark.
So, and we have one Mark who just showed up in the program. So he's new Mark.
Oh, that's new original.
Mark. So we have the guy who's been in the program for a few years, so he became Media Mark.
That's really
are
original.
You old
and
Mark?
You're old Mark?
I'm old Mark.
Old Mark.
Yeah.
You know what, though? That's a badge of honor. Better to be old Mark than new Mark.
That's right. I would like to remain old Mark.
Better to be old Mark than retread Mark.
That's right.
How about up at the, I'm trying to think of groups that have, well, we've got a guy we know, we call him Certified.
Uh-huh, yep. And yep. I remember when I came in, there was this older black gentleman around CA, he was Father Bob.
Father Bob. For a brief time, I had a nickname and then it went away. I had Artist Bruce for a long time when I was at the Alano Club because I was doing lots of artwork at the time. And then that, completely went away.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of conversations about it. This has been topics for a lot of different things. And it's like when it comes to nicknames, 12-step programs are sort of like the mafia. Everybody has a nickname.
I don't have one now.
You're
the voice of reason.
You are the voice of reason.
It's not really a nickname.
I'm the solution.
It doesn't go with my name. A nickname goes with your name.
I'm the solution.
But you're not the solution, Mark. That would be a nickname, but it's not.
I don't know about that. How about, I'm trying to think of other people. There's downtown Roger Brown.
Yep.
I've called him downtown lots of times.
Yeah.
James used to be youngster James because he came into the program. He was 17 years old. Amazingly enough, he's still in the program, in his 40s. I think he got sober for good when he was 18, but he's still sober.
Mm-hmm. Well, you read two shows ago, you read Katie's lineage.
Yes, they all had nicknames.
Sponsorship. They all had nicknames. You know?
Dr. Bob.
That was his name.
I know, but that's a nickname, too.
No, it's not. He was a doctor.
I know, but really? So, when I see him, I don't just say, hi, Bob. I would always greet him, hi, Dr. Bob. Because, well, actually, you know what? That's true. Because my mom had a bunch of doctors. I'd say, hi, Dr. Japinga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we should create some nicknames. Now, Katie said she had a nickname, but she didn't want to say what it was.
Right, because it was too suggestive or something like that? I don't remember what it was.
I don't remember exactly what
she... Oh, come
she,
on, Katie.
I don't know.
That
remember.
Would give her away. That's what she said.
It would give her away?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what it was, but she made mention of something.
I just figured it out.
What?
If she told us what her nickname was, it would give her away. You know what that means?
What?
She's famous, and her first name is Kate, and she lives in the UK. It's Kate Moss.
Kate Moss. Katie Moss.
Katie Uck is a world-famous model.
What if she's a world-renowned stripper? This is going to get another letter from her. I know it.
No, we're going to get that. I am not a model. I am not a stripper. I am definitely not a stripper.
Mark Innovation. I went out drinking. Now he's calling me a stripper.
You never know. She might say, hey, stripper Katie.
We can't give her a nickname. We don't even really know her.
We already gave
her
a nickname.
We don't know her.
She's Katie Uck.
She's Katie Uck.
She's Katie Uck. That's right.
That's
we
right.
already gave her a nickname.
That's right.
How about, I'm trying to think if we, Brian?
Who's Brian?
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
that's his nickname.
You know what? Who's Brian? That's a kind of a lame nickname, though. I mean, it's perfect, but it's kind of lame. How about Bill P?
Well, he's Sponsor Bill, because we're sponsored in part by Bill P.
Sponsor Bill. That would work. Who else do we have?
Our number one Fran. That's her.
Oh, Frantastic.
Frantastic.
Yeah, that's perfect. You know what? Our number one Fran, Frantastic. Frantastic is a great name.
That's right.
She should keep that. I like that.
Debbie has a nickname in the program. She really does.
What?
Everybody, you go out to like
Cupcake?
You go out to the Pasadena area and talk about the Asian driver.
The Asian driver?
That's her nickname?
Yeah, everybody would know who you're talking about.
Asian driver, Debbie. That's horrible.
Asian driver. Because she's had six accidents in the last 8 years.
Oh, you know what? If you have like 10 more.
She's had eight in the last 6 years.
If you have eight more, you could catch Shelly.
And I was not drinking during any of my accidents.
And most of them were accidents with immovable objects.
Oh. I have a tendency to back into things.
She did it recently.
Debbie's last one was 2 weeks ago.
Awesome. Asian driver Debbie.
Yeah.
I would have thought for sure it would have been like Cupcake. Because you're constantly coming with like
baked goods. She's the Cupcake girl also.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to get a name, Cupcake is better than Asian driver for sure.
That's right. I'm the cookie bitch.
Cookie bitch Mark.
So.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, see, I no longer have one. I haven't had one in a long time. You guys, Shelly, you going to give me one?
Well, not on the air.
The anaconda? What is this?
Bruceaconda?
Bruceaconda?
Yeah, not really.
It would fit, but it's not. It's Bruce.
Bruce Nato? Oh.
Bruce Nato.
I don't know. What's a good nickname for Bruce?
I don't know.
I have no idea. Mattress Man.
Bruce has no nickname.
The Pixel Killer.
Pixel Killer?
Pixel
Bruce
Killer
has
Bruce.
No nicknames.
PK Bruce.
Pirate?
Yeah, because he spent weeks going, I can see that. Arr, I can't see shit.
You know what's really strange now? When I take off my glasses, I see better out of my left eye than I do out of my right eye. And the left eye is the one I had surgery on. I don't see that great out of either one, but my right eye is definitely fuzzier.
Okay.
So any other nicknames?
You don't know
anybody else with nicknames?
Marty,
the one-man party.
That's right. Ill the sick one?
Ill the sick one.
This guy used to come around, and he was as atheist as you could be. Didn't stop him from finding a higher power.
Nope.
Just wasn't God. Now, it's all about God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 10, 15 years later, it's all about God.
How did his mother name him Ill?
She didn't. Oh, you know, she did. It's short for something else.
Why would you run around letting people call you ill your whole life?
Because you don't want to be called ill young.
I don't believe.
No, possibly.
I don't believe that it was his whole life. I believe he got that in the program.
Yeah.
There was guys like around the club from back in the day. There was Fun Seeker Gary. And that was, I never saw him really seek any fun, but apparently when he was younger, he did. I'm trying to think if there's anybody. None of these are like really spectacularly outrageous.
They have spectacularly outrageous ones in the UK, apparently.
Yeah.
Bookie
they have
John.
Them on the East Coast, too.
Yeah, but Bookie John, I don't think that's all that. That's not all that.
What about
outrageous.
The one? What was it? James the One?
James the One.
What does that mean? Was it James the One?
Something like that.
I'm not sure. It was somebody the One.
Yeah, well.
And he was Scottish.
From Bonnyweed, Scotland. And you know what? And there's a guy that goes to Sick, Lame, and Lazy, and he's got quite the heavy brogue. They call him Scottish John. And, you know, that's a, you know.
Over in Europe and on the East Coast, I think on the East Coast, too, they did a lot of those nicknames. We're way too cool here in Southern California to have nicknames.
Do you think that we make up nicknames, though, because we have a lack of last names?
Exactly. Yeah. And there's
to identify
17,
each other.
Old
yeah.
Mark.
Yeah.
Because there's other Marks.
Yeah.
Remember, we had Dr. Mark.
That's right.
We had Dr. Mark, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we needed to, because there was Mark S, and there was Dr. Mark, and there was Mark M.
Doc Mark. So.
How he's doing.
I'm sure he's doing fine.
We should have, you know what? You guys should go on the Recovery 101 fan page, the Recovery 101 radio fan page, and put what your, if you have a recovery nickname, put what your recovery nickname is on the page.
Mm-hmm.
I like that my son gave me my brief nickname. Right. He's not even in the program.
Like 13 Steps, too?
What?
Would that be a cool nickname for a guy named Stuart? 13 Steps, too?
13 Steps, too?
Yeah. Keep your newcomer girls away from him?
We could find someone.
That's right.
13 Step. I could see that name for a bunch of people. Ho Down. Find someone who's just going around the program. Hey, her name's Ho Down.
Yeah.
Come on down to the Ho Down.
Yep.
Second
Step Slut.
She's very spiritual.
Yes.
So, Shelley, what would your final words on nicknames be? Program nicknames. Kick-ass Shelley.
Nobody calls me that anymore.
I just did.
I don't know. If you got one, enjoy it. It's a badge of honor.
Megaphone Shelley. How about you, Mark? Final words on program nicknames.
Program nicknames?
Yeah, old Mark. Enlighten us.
Yeah. In the absence of Solution. Last names, we have to identify ourselves somehow.
My final words would be that if you have a cool one, great. If you have one, you know, because I'm sure there's people who get really effed up nicknames too. Like you're like, God, why can't I get rid of that?
Yeah.
Like if your name was 13 Steps too.
Yeah. Ugly John.
Ugly John. You know what? Actually,
yeah.
For a UK nickname, we had a guy who is here from England. He was English John.
Yep.
I just realized something that I really don't want to have happen.
What don't you want to happen?
Somebody to start calling
me. Tell us about it.
Somebody to start calling me wrong name Shelley. Because for a long time, for like 3 or 4 years, I
Shelby?
Had like six Kelly. Names. Kelly, Shelby, Shaniqua, Shirley. You know,
we do that on purpose, though.
Yeah. She'd be like, my name's Shelley, and I'm alcoholic.
Hey,
Shelley. Shaniqua.
Well, and it started because
hey,
I
Shelby.
Was introducing a speaker, and then he got up and he thanked me, and he said, I'd like to thank Kelly. And then, of course, all my friends started calling me Kelly, and then it spun out from there.
Yeah.
No name Shelley.
Yikes. Yeah.
Well, yikes.
The Thursday night meeting, all you have to do is start something that is a little off-center, and they'll carry it to death.
Mark.
Yes.
And beyond.
Mark.
Exactly.
Mark.
Exactly.
Mark.
Exactly.
Or if your name is Mike. Mike.
We got it.
Shelley.
Yes.
We have a friend back east.
His name is Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12 Step Gazette. You can get to his fine publication online by going to recovery101.net. Scrolling down and clicking on the banner. You can read his fine publication
online.
Where
does the banner take you to?
It takes you to his site for the 12 Step Gazette.
.com.
I didn't even say it.
I know. I had to. Someone had to know where it was at.
Somebody had. Oh, geez. I'm going to sneeze.
Bless you. She's threw her back out sneezing.
Oh, my God. She really did, too.
And if you want, you can have the 12 Step Gazette. You can get a franchise and do it in your own little town or burg. It'll come ready to go. Mark, we've got friends online. We're giving Shelly a break here because
She just hurt herself.
Snap back, Shelly.
Oh, this is not good. Anyway, if you're listening to the show, thank you very much. We ask that you go to recovery101.net and come on, listen to the show. You can click on a show. You can click the like button and like the show. You can follow. You can ask the playlist. You can leave comments, and we appreciate that very much.
I just thought of one. I did have it wasn't a program nickname, but I got a nickname from a sushi parlor once called Wasabi Guy.
Yeah, okay.
Because I ate a lump of wasabi thinking it was like avocado.
Mm-hmm.
I went in there 12 years later. The guy looks at me and goes, oh, Wasabi Guy. I'm like, oh, my God. We've got places on Facebook you can go check out. You can join our fan page at Recovery 101 Radio Show. You can also join our group, Recovery 101 Radio. And if you are one that likes your anonymity online, that is a closed group, but you can ask to be a member. We'll let you in, and it won't post up to your page. We've got email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. We've also got recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself too damn seriously.
And I forgot one. We got a friend named Porno Lee.
Lee.
Also, he's named Lee, which is really kind of creepy.
Yeah. Not coincidentally, those nicknames kind of go together.
And I've heard his inventory. They really do. Shelley, who's the lead on music by?
Strangely All Right, which I am not.
Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it, and B, the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.